You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to Brown County Assistant District Attorney Brad LeJoyce as part of our series of candidate interviews. He's the Democratic challenger for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District seat. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. A nationwide search continues for a missing teenager from Northwest Wisconsin. The president and several other high-profile politicians are making stops in the state over the next week. And another former official in the Walker administration has endorsed the governor's opponent, Tony Evers. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Why, thank you for having me.
Well, Rob, let's start with this disturbing story that's getting national attention. A 13-year-old from Barron, Wisconsin, missing after her parents were found shot. A lot of the details are out there that we know. What is the latest? What do we know about what's going on?
Well, there remains a lot we don't know about the disappearance of Jamie Kloss, who's been missing since Monday when her parents were found shot. The latest thing that we have learned this afternoon is that there was a 911 call from inside the home. Police have not said who made the call, but reporting today found that, according to 911 call logs, it came from her mother, Denise Kloss. We don't know who dialed the phone, but the log says that the dispatchers could hear yelling in the background, but did not directly speak to the caller. So there are multiple tip lines and requests for information out there to try to help find Jamie Kloss, this 13-year-old girl who is not accounted for.
This is disturbing, obviously, for the family. Some of your colleagues have reported on how the community of Barron is reacting and area communities as well. Can you talk about some of what we know about that?
Sure. Well, so Barron is a very small town. This is out in western Wisconsin. It's about 50 miles north of Eau Claire or so. There are about a little over 3,000 people in the town. The Kloss family actually lived outside of town, this is rural Wisconsin. It's a shock. This is a story that has garnered national attention. Is all over sort of cable news as the search continues, and I think it shocks people, and there are it's hard to process when something like this happens. This week, something that happened, Wausau and some other places sent counselors and school resource officers out to Barron to help provide services to kids there. It's a disturbing story. There's a lot we don't know. I think it might get even worse,
This is a story we'll all keep watching a lot, as you say, that we don't know, Rob. Well, in turning to politics now, a lot of high-profile visits coming here to Wisconsin, Rob, as we get closer and closer to Election Day. Let's start with President Trump coming to Wisconsin, scheduled to come next Wednesday to the Central Wisconsin Airport by Mosinee. Can you talk about the president's visit?
Sure. Trump loves to visit Wisconsin. He comes here kind of a lot, I guess. Well, and just earlier this month, Vice President Mike Pence was in Wisconsin. But, yeah, Trump is going to be up in my area here in the Wausau area for a campaign rally on Wednesday. Central Wisconsin has become a fairly reliably Republican part of the state, and also Wausau, because it's sort of a hub for the North Woods and sort of more rural areas. Definitely some people will drive down to attend this rally. So this is a strategically chosen spot for President Trump, where a lot of his supporters will likely want to come and get a look at him, and the hope is that it'll stir up some enthusiasm to vote for the Republican slate.
There has been some national reporting saying that the president's advisors, some of them told him not to come to Wisconsin because they expected Governor Walker to lose. Obviously, the president doesn't necessarily agree.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's view is that he has to, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. That's what the Washington Post reported. And these are sort of, this is like anonymous advisors being quoted. It's a little hard to know exactly who told that to the Washington Post. But it's a fair point. Leah Vukmir is consistently quite a lot behind the Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin in the Senate race. Up here, it's the 7th Congressional District. Representative Sean Duffy, who is a strong Trump ally, is not really someone who's seen as being in a tough race. So that leaves Walker, and Walker is behind in most polls. Although, I don't know about these advisors. You go over to like 538.com, the election forecasting model says Walker has maybe a 38% or 40% chance. I think he is behind, but it's not a sure thing. So there's a certain political logic to Trump's visit.
And on the other side, Senator Bernie Sanders scheduled to come to the state on Monday, hitting, I think, southeastern Wisconsin. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, he's going to be in Kenosha, supporting Randy Bryce, the iron worker, running against a former Representative Paul Ryan aide for the seat that Ryan is stepping down from. Sanders, this is kind of Sanders country, right? Working class sort of Racine Kenosha district. And Sanders won Wisconsin's 2016 Democratic primary handily, and I think it's very safe to say he's a popular figure with Democrats in Wisconsin. And Bryce, he and Bryce have share a lot of views. They have some similarities, and so I think that's an attempt to do the same on the Democratic side, to activate the enthusiasm in that race.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the USA Today Network Wisconsin, rounding up some top Wisconsin news stories. Want to check in briefly on a couple other stories, Rob. Yesterday, Paul Jaden, former CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation under the Walker administration, he has since left that post. He endorsed the governor's opponent, Tony Evers, in a letter with two other former Walker officials. What are we hearing here?
To be the fourth former secretary to make these sort of open criticisms of the governor is an extraordinary thing. So Jaden was the CEO of WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which Walker created to replace the old Commerce Department when he came into the governorship. And there were like a bunch of scandals that followed around WEDIC related to like loans that were not paid back, or which the government never really checked on. There were cases where people tried more and less successfully to use political connections to route money through that corporation. And so here is Jaden signing on to a letter with two other former cabinet members, criticizing Walker's management practices, criticizing his decision to run for president, and alleging that he left Wisconsin behind as a result of that, and making big news, only a few weeks out from the election here.
And the governor's campaign saying, in many cases these people weren't doing great jobs, they say, and a bit of sour grapes here from former Governor Walker employees.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that WEDIC was beleaguered or had problems with its management, I mean, the CEO, you would think, is not like a bystander to that. And to some extent, you could say that about the other cabinet secretaries. But on the other hand, here they are standing together in the middle of an election. And I think that is going to naturally attract attention.
And finally, Rob, Todd Bull, inventor of the Little Free Library and a Wisconsinite, passed away this week at age 62, but he has definitely left this very visible legacy of these Little Free Libraries.
Yeah, who knew that Little Free Libraries were a Wisconsin invention? I mean, I guess a lot of people probably knew, but I did not know. I learned it this week with Bull's death on Thursday from pancreatic cancer. He was 62, but he started these little free libraries, these little boxes where you can take and leave a book in 2009, and it's a great legacy. There are now 75,000 little free libraries in the world in 88 countries, which is like amazing.
We'll leave it there. Rob, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Rob Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us for a weekly state news roundup.